Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante speaking. May I please have your zip code?
78207.
78207. Okay. Mm-hmm. Please give me your name, ma'am.
Mary Bordelon.
78207, correct?
Yes.
And spell your last name?
B-O-R-D-E-L-O-N.
Okay. No, ma'am, I'm not pulling up a name under that zip code. Let's try something else. Will you please give me your phone number? I can try to pull it up that way.
I just placed an order. And
I
just did a survey, and they told me that I had one something, all I had to pay was the shipping. So it was $5.97, so I said, okay. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they added something else for $5.97, and then they added something for $12.97.
Oh.
And the whole total thing came out to $24.91, and I'm not paying for that.
Okay, well, I understand. Well, if you just placed an order or whatever, you're going to have to give it a few moments to process. That's probably why I can't pull your account up.
It wasn't that I placed an order. I took a survey, and they said I won this.
Okay, so let me just try to explain. Whenever you put your information into wherever, I'm not really sure if you did a survey, if you did it online or whatever, but whenever you put your information in, it takes a few moments for it to process, and then the system generates an account for you, and when it comes to me, I can type in your zip code or your telephone number, and it'll pop your account up right away, whether you pay, showing that you paid the shipping and handling for whatever item that you ordered.
Yeah, but I didn't order these other things. It just kept
adding stuff. See, that's why I said I don't have an account in front of me, so I can't see exactly what you're talking about. But if I were able to, I would probably be able to explain it to you a lot more or better or give you some clarity
on
it.
What I'm saying is, can you try again?
Sure, I can try again. Give that zip code to me again.
I have an order number, if that would help.
Yes, that would help. Go ahead.
11417.
11417?
Mm-hmm.
No. See, the order number that I would get is a couple of numbers and some letters. So it wouldn't be like five numbers, okay?
A couple numbers and some letters.
Yes, ma'am. That's what it would be. I don't know. This may be an ID that the website or whatever, whoever you placed the order with, giving you to have a confirmation that you placed it with them. But once it comes to me, the order number that I would receive would be like, I'm just giving you a random number, ID number, maybe like 245, the letter A, the letter S, then 678, and then a couple of more numbers, something like that.
Okay, well, I'll just contact my credit card and tell them to cancel this order.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you so very much for calling customer support. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to help you. It's just that I can't pull up an account at this moment.
Okay.
Okay.